This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Wednesday's vice presidential debate had sharp moments, some modest interruptions and violent violations of the debate clock. The candidates were separated by plexiglass out of concern for spread of the coronavirus from cases emanating from the White House. Kamala Harris immediately put Vice President Mike Pence on the defensive, calling U.S. President Donald Trump's pandemic response the greatest failure of any presidential administration in the history of our country. Pence expressed sympathy for all those affected by the pandemic, and he accused U.S. Senator Kamala Harris of playing politics with people's lives. U.S. President Donald Trump returned to the Oval Office at the White House Wednesday, just 2 days after being released from a medical facility after being diagnosed with COVID-19. In a video released on his Twitter account, the president thanked his doctors and praised the experimental antibody treatment he received at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Earlier Wednesday, Mr. Trump's doctor said the president continues to make progress in his recovery, does not have a fever, has been symptom-free for 24 hours. However, office work goes against the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines, would say that individuals should stay isolated for 10 days after symptom onset. More than 20 people in the president's inner circle have tested positive for the coronavirus. For the sixth time in Atlantic hurricane season, people in Louisiana are once more fleeing the state's barrier islands and sailing boats to safe harbor, while emergency officials ramp up command centers and consider ordering evacuations. The storm being watched Wednesday is Hurricane Delta, the 25th named storm of the Atlantic's unprecedented hurricane season. Forecasters place most of the Louisiana with Delta's path. This is VOA News. In the early days of the pandemic, the harried health officials of Peru faced a quandary. They knew molecular tests for COVID-19 were the best option, yet they did not have the lab supplies or technicians to make them work. So they opted to go with a cheaper alternative, antibody tests, mostly from China, that are not designed to diagnose cases at all. The result, according to interviews with ex-health officials and epidemiologists, is that the nation was never able to quickly identify and isolate cases. What's more, a number of the tests imported have since been pulled from the market in other nations. Peru has the world's highest per capita COVID-19 mortality rate, and their skewed approach to testing is believed to be one of the reasons why. A black Wisconsin police officer who fatally shot a black teenager outside a suburban Milwaukee mall in February of this year will not be charged in his death. Prosecutors said Wednesday that the Wauwatosa officer Joseph Mensa had a reasonable belief that deadly force was necessary in shooting 17-year-old Alvin Cole outside Mayfair Mall after a reported disturbance February 2nd. Authorities say Cole ran from the police and fired his gun during the pursuit. Cole's family was called for Mensa to be fired. Cole is the third person Mensa fatally shot in 5 years. Prosecutor John Chisholm said that although Mensa has been cleared in all three, his involvement in so many is concerning. French scientist Emmanuel Charpentier and an American, Jennifer Doudna, have won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry for developing a method of genome editing known as CRISPR. The Secretary General of the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences, Gord Hansen, announced the decision Wednesday. The prestigious award comes with a gold medal and a prize of $1.1 million, courtesy of a bequest left more than a century ago by the prize's creator, Swedish inventor Alfred Nobel. The money was increased recently to adjust for inflation. Two Islamic State militants from Britain appeared before U.S. federal court Wednesday to face charges in a gruesome campaign of torture, beheadings, and other violence against four Americans and others captured and held hostage in Syria. The U.S. attorney spoke after the two militants from Britain made their initial appearance, and he said that Al-Shafi El-Sheikh and Alexander Cody are two of four men dubbed the Beatles by the hostages they held captive because of their British accent. Find more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.